Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld travels to Afghanistan today, where in November 2001, U.S. forces drove the Taliban from power. 10,000 American troops remain in the country, where they continue to battle holdouts of the former regime and al-Qaeda fugitives. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
In the Afghan capital, there are many small signs that things are getting better every day. Schools are open, electricity is fairly regular, and more refugees return each day from neighboring countries, many investing in new businesses. Appliance stores like this one are chock full of new big-screen televisions, washing machines, and DVD players. The latest Bollywood blockbusters and Hollywood movies, too, are widely available, and construction is set to begin soon on Kabul's first five-star hotel. Some reconstruction of the city's infrastructure has already begun. Near the city center, a road crew is busy repairing one of Kabul's long-neglected potholed streets. The workers are paid $4 a day by the municipal government. The money comes from a German aid agency, and the workers here are grateful for it.
We're doing okay economically. Compared to the times when the Taliban were here, at that time we could not find employment, but now it's okay.
How's security?
It is secure here in Kabul, and I'm happy with that level of security.
Outside the capital, however, it's a different story. Especially in the south and east of the country, areas where support for the Taliban has always been strong, and areas where the Taliban and al-Qaeda appear to be regrouping. Two U.S. soldiers were killed just over a week ago in a firefight near a U.S. Special Forces base near Shkin. More than a dozen soldiers of the U.S.-backed Afghan government have been killed in the past several weeks. Even more alarming to many here is a recent spate of attacks on international aid workers, including the murder of a Red Cross worker outside the southern city of Kandahar last month. Anita Anastasio is with the Portland-based aid group Mercy Corps. She says Mercy Corps withdrew most of its foreign staff from Kandahar after the murder. Anastasio has lived and worked in Afghanistan for nearly a decade.
I have been here throughout. I've been during the Mujahideen times here. I've been during the Taliban time here. And I've come back in 2001. And I have to say that it's the first time that I don't feel secure in this country, where I, throughout all the other times, felt secure.
A Taliban commander with close ties to fugitive Taliban leader Mullah Omar claimed responsibility for the murder of the ICRC worker. Like Mercy Corps, many other NGOs have now withdrawn much or all of their foreign staff from parts of the south. Afghan nationals working for aid agencies have also been threatened, and letters calling for foreigners to leave have begun appearing in towns and villages where aid groups operate. Paul Barker is country director for CARE. He says the security situation is getting worse in the country in general, but in the south in particular.
There have been these, what they call Shabnameh Night letters issued and put up calling for jihad against foreigners, and sometimes linking the Iraq war with this anti-foreign plea. And I think the opponents of the central government are seizing on the Iraq war as an opportunity to try to distance population from the government.
Aid organizations say they are frustrated by the lack of security. The new Afghan National Army is years away from being able to do the job. The International Stabilization and Assistance Force, or ISAF, has several thousand troops stationed in the capital, Kabul, but nowhere else. Aid groups want ISAF to expand their mandate to the provinces, where local warlords, some appointed by the government, some not, are in control. But ISAF and the U.S. military have so far resisted efforts to expand the peacekeepers' role. And the 10,000-strong U.S. military presence here, says U.S. military spokesman Colonel Roger King, has a different mandate.
We weren't sent here on a peacekeeping mission. We're still not on a peacekeeping mission. We were sent here on a combat mission. And our mission remains to kill, capture, and deny sanctuary to terrorists and those who support them.
At some point in the future, King says, the U.S. forces' mandate may change, shifting the focus from combat operations to reconstruction. But he says that point has not been reached. In the meantime, Colonel King says, U.S. civil affairs teams have started operating in some areas to aid in the reconstruction effort. But King says the U.S. military believes many aid organizations could do more to help improve security.
As long as we have folks who stand around and say, oh, it's not safe, then that becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. There are areas where it's not safe. You know, I'm not going to deny that. There are other areas where it's probably safer than it has a reputation for being.
Either way, many aid groups are still operating at reduced capacity in the south and east until the security situation there improves. Few will speculate on when that might be. Until then, many people who depend on these groups will have to wait for their return. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.